From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. North Korea's state news agency says President Kim Jong-un has told a ruling party Congress that his country will not use nuclear weapons unless its sovereignty is threatened by other nuclear powers. In March, North Korea threatened a preemptive and indiscriminate nuclear strike on the U.S. and South Korea in response to joint military drills. A 72-hour ceasefire extension in the Syrian city Aleppo has provided some breathing space for residents. Displaced families returned home and schools reopened. Abu Omar is a teacher in Aleppo. He says, "We had to stop classes for 2 weeks, but now that we're up and running again, we will move along to cover what we missed." Before the latest ceasefire, Aleppo had seen days of heavy fighting that killed nearly 300 civilians, including 57 children. Egypt's interior ministry says unidentified gunmen killed 8 plain-clothed Egyptian police officers in an attack just outside of Cairo today. While no group immediately claimed responsibility for the attack, jihadist groups have routinely killed policemen and soldiers in similar attacks in the Sinai Peninsula and also near Cairo. Mexican authorities abruptly transferred convicted drug lord Joaquin El Chapo Guzman from a prison just outside of Mexico City to another penitentiary. The notorious drug cartel boss has twice escaped Mexican prisons in recent years. He was transferred under heavy security to Ciudad Juarez, separated by the U.S. state of Texas from the Rio Grande River. This is VOA News.